I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Commonly referred to as Trakosi slaves, girls in Ghana are given to tribal priests as payment for sins. Every Child Ministries just liberated 55 slaves of the head of the Thunder God priest. ECM's co-founder Lorella Rouster called the liberation supernatural.
Several members of the ECM team have been visiting for the past 5 years, and very gradually, the priests have come to faith in Christ.
He then released his slaves and urged all of his fellow priests to come to Christ. Rouster says many of the liberated slaves have made professions of faith, too. But they have a long road ahead of them. Visit our website to help. Meanwhile, it's been 3 months since the devastating earthquake struck Haiti. One Hope's founder, Bob Hoskins, says there's a spiritual shift.
The churches and the Christians, for maybe the first time in mass, are seeing the power of darkness that they have to be delivered from. And so we see a turning from voodooism and a turning to Christ.
Hoskins says the tools they're using are the Book of Hope and their 3D animated film.
We're showing the God-man night after night in these tent cities to literally tens of thousands of not just children, but the adults have nothing to do, so they come.
And God gives us interest for a reason, even interest in cows. International Mission Board currently has 4 volunteers in southern Sudan with the Dinka people. Now, the Dinka move their cows from camp to camp, engaging in spontaneous dancing and sexual endeavors as they go. The IMB volunteers are American cow herders, and they're using this commonality as a segue to explain the gospel and the danger of AIDS. Pray that many of the animistic Dinka would believe their messages. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news. Tell people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.